Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I'm your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. This 2017 alumna is enjoying an experience of a lifetime overseas and is here to tell all about it today. Ladies and gentlemen, and alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Christine Zoth to the show. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Absolutely. And of course, to our listeners at home, good morning. This podcast is by far one of the most interesting time frame that we've had. Of course, at the recording of the show, it is now 5 p.m. in the U.S. And Christine, what time is it at your location right now?
Right now, it is 7 o'clock a.m.
Oh, 7 a.m. What a time difference. But of course, you know, we're here to talk about today of your experiences, what you have going on. You know, why don't you tell the listeners and alumni of Misericordia what you've been up to lately?
So in August, I actually moved to South Korea to pursue a new career as an English as a foreign language teacher.
That is amazing. Now, I guess let's backtrack to August. You know, I kind of was in touch with you about the whole trip and, you know, where you're going. And I thought it was absolutely amazing. But let's take it back to when you first landed in South Korea. You know, what were the emotions going through? Any thoughts that were going through? You know, what was your first reaction when you first stepped foot in South Korea?
My first reaction was that I really just wanted to find a shower. It took about 23 hours to get here from America. I flew from Newark, New Jersey to Hong Kong, and then from Hong Kong to the Incheon Airport. From Incheon, I had a 4.5-hour bus ride to Jinju, which is the city where I am living.
Okay.
So I am not in Seoul, but my first reaction, besides wanting a shower, was that I just felt relieved, like I had finally made it. I knew for about 3 months before getting here that I was moving, so to finally just do the move was a huge relief.
That's quite the experience. As far, I mean, I think anybody on a 23-hour plane ride would want a shower after, but that's good to see the relief as far as that. But kind of tell our audience, you know, what made you decide to hop on a plane and go to South Korea? You know, what opportunity was there? Was there anything involving mentors or anybody along that has influenced you? You know, kind of go into detail with that.
I had a lot of reasons that I wanted to move. I really just wanted to get away and experience something new. I had lived in Pennsylvania my entire life, and I was just ready for a new opportunity. I really wanted to live in a city, somewhere I didn't need a car, somewhere I could walk everywhere that I needed to go. And if it was further, I could just hop on a bus. This definitely gave me that opportunity. When I was applying, I had quite a few people from Misericordia who knew about the process and were there for me the whole time. They were incredibly supportive, which I really appreciated considering I was working at Misericordia at the time in the admissions office. So to have that support, even though they knew it meant I would be leaving, was really meant a lot to me.
And, you know, of course, at Misericordia University, we support any of our alumni that are traveling near and far. But, you know, kind of go into detail now. I mean, we got how you got there, when you got there. Now, let's talk about, you know, what are you up to now as far as, you know, your occupation? What have you been up to? Have you been traveling? Have you been visiting anything cool, I should say, as far as South Korea? I've never been on a plane before, fun fact. So, you know, this experience is totally out of my reach. But, you know, what have you been experiencing so far?
So I have been working as an English as a foreign language teacher in an after school program. So I actually only teach in the early evening for my regular students, and I teach some preschool classes in the morning. But that is a field trip class, so it is a different group of students every day.
Gotcha.
And I do the same lesson every day. We just wrapped up our winter camp in January, and then I had a month of desk warming, which is when I prepare for the next semester. Classes just started on Monday again. So I got to meet my new students, and that's been a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a really good semester for both my elementary class and my middle school class. As far as traveling, I actually just got finished up with quite a bit of traveling. One of my friends from home, Jared Pinter, he is a 2016 Misericordia alumni, came to visit me. So we spent some time in Seoul. It was the first time I had been there. For the listeners who don't know, Seoul is the capital of South Korea, and it actually has a larger population than New York City, but it takes up less space on land. So bigger city crammed into a smaller space. It's pretty crazy, actually. I also went to Busan this past weekend, which is a beach city. It's the second largest city in Korea, right on the ocean. And probably my favorite trip so far was my trip to Hong Kong in December.
And that is far beyond what I have been able to travel to. But I guess kind of to kind of compare, I don't want to say compare United States to South Korea, but, you know, as far as you've been there for quite some time now, you know, culture differences, you know, what have you been seeing that is beyond different from the United States compared to South Korea?
That's a tough question because it is similar in a lot of ways. It's a very technologically advanced country. One thing that I always find shocking is the difference in healthcare. The healthcare system here is very good, but it's so much cheaper. My first doctor's appointment cost me about $4.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Let's backtrack that for a little bit. Okay, $4. Let's see here. What can I get for $4 here in the U.S.? Probably a couple candy bars, but I'll leave that at that.
Yeah. So that was pretty shocking. Every time I go to the doctor and they tell me how much it's going to be, I'm like, but it's more, right?
Yeah.
And no. Oh, okay. Korean alphabet obviously is not the same as the alphabet we use in English. So when I first got here and looked around and all the signs were in Korean, I was like, okay, this is different. Very different.
Have you been learning, you know, as far as getting yourself acclimated, have you been, you know, how confident do you feel in being engaged in the culture? You know, have you learned any new languages? You know, have you been spending time anywhere, any place that has given you more of a learning opportunity at South Korea?
So before I came here, I did teach myself the Korean alphabet, so I can read, but the words are very different. So even though I can read it, I don't typically understand. I have learned quite a bit of Korean, not enough that I can have a conversation, but enough that I can say, hello, nice to meet you. I don't eat meat. The important things.
The important things. Now, how do you, let's do a little, you know, a quick little test here. How do you say hello?
안녕하세요.
Excuse me, come again?
안녕하세요.
Wow. I'm not even going to try to replicate that. That's that is, you can tell the difference between the two before, you know, English and Korean. But that, wow, I'm shocked with just saying hello. You had me at hello almost, but wow, bad jokes, boy. And I can't believe they keep me going as a host for this podcast. But Christine, we at this podcast, we always ask, you know, how has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today? I know you kind of touched briefly upon the support that you had before you hopped on that plane to head out to South Korea, but has there anything that has influenced you with Misericordia that has helped you to get where you are today?
So much from Misericordia helped me to get where I was today. I think if I hadn't had the support of my professors and my coworkers in admissions, I never would have gotten on that plane. So many people were there for me. Even in the time I've been here, my old coworkers down in admissions, they sent me a Christmas present. One of my former professors sent me a Christmas present. Some of them will send me packages of food that I can't buy in Korea. So the support that I still receive from the people at Misericordia has just been unwavering. I actually started graduate school back in January. I was able to reach out to former professors, my former boss in the Writing Center, Matt Hinton, and ask for letters of recommendation, advice, and they all have been more than willing to help me. It's just been incredible that the support I started receiving right in my freshman year, I have had all the way through. Now I'm 2 years out of school, and I still keep in touch with so many people and have that same support system.
Exactly what I always think about when I always think about Misericordia and the support. Of course, you have been in touch with professors and some of your coworkers, but has there anybody else that you've been in touch with as far as alumni and friends since graduating? I know you kind of have a little difficulty with the time change and the time zone, but has there anybody that, you know, you want to shout out or, you know, anybody you've been in touch with lately?
So as I mentioned before, my friend Jared, who is a 2016 alum, came and visited. He left a week ago today, Korean time, actually, last Thursday. And my friend Bliss Bieber graduated this past December. I still talk to her almost all the time. Jonna Miller, 2017 PT alum. Her and I talk regularly. Molly Betts. So many people that I was really good friends with in undergrad, I still talk to almost, you know, every day through social media, just texting, Facebook messaging, that type of thing.
That definitely is sounding like a very good support group, Christine. But, you know, I think as far as anybody who is listening today, they probably want to hear what else you have going on as far as the future. But we only have a short amount of time with our podcast. But, you know, for the listeners at home, I know you have a blog that you've been doing recently. Kind of go into detail with that. Where can people find you as far as what you're experiencing and, you know, what you will further experience?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Mike, for bringing that up. So I have my website, christineinkorea.com, and I write about my travel experience, what it's like to be a teacher in Korea, just living in another country and learning about their culture. So I just try to regularly write and, you know, keep everyone up to date on what's been going on with my life, where I've been, and what it's like to live abroad.
That's awesome. And you know, for the listeners, we'll definitely have it in the description below. But if I can actually spell on this podcast, it is christineinkorea.com. Correct?
Correct. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. You know, you never know when somebody needs that help as far as getting it. You know, Christine could be with a K or could be with a C. So glad that I'm able to, you know, do a little plug in for that. But Christine, anything else for, you know, the good of this podcast? Any other final thoughts or anything that you want to share with our alumni or any of our listeners today?
I don't think so. I'm just really grateful for this opportunity. And like I've said before, I'm just so grateful for everyone at Misericordia who's helped me along the way and is, you know, still there helping me out.
Awesome. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Of course. And with that concludes our podcast. Be sure to share it on social media and, of course, let us know what you think.